Okay, we're recording.
Okay, so let's see how it sounds and like how echoey and stuff it is, right?
First of all, what are we afraid of?
What are we afraid of? I am not really afraid, I guess.
Or what are you nervous for?
Maybe just like sounding dumb or like not like having clear sentences or not having something interesting to say, but I kind of feel like I'll be okay.
And?
No, I think I'll be okay, so why would I love that? And I love that.
It helps with the whole flow.
Yeah, you're right. And you?
I'm just nervous that I'm gonna sound funny, mm-hmm. and that I'm gonna like stutter and whistle when I talk. But mainly just sound funny on the video. And I love that.
Cool.
Do you wanna listen to that?
Yeah.
And it's a go.
So I think we should start by saying, like, this is the first podcast episode.
Trial. This is our first, like, rough go.
Trial run. So we don't really know what we're going to talk about yet.
Wasn't that a thing that we, like...
We had made, like, a list of different ones we want to talk about?
No, not a list, but wasn't that a thing that was like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to say. Well, yeah, I think Kyle C says that.
And I love that.
He's like, I don't know what I'm going to say right now. And I love that. That's how he starts off thinking about being out loud or whatever.
Yep.
But.
I have a list somewhere.
Let's see. Well, it's July, what, 2nd? 9:35 at night?
Mm-hmm.
And we are just sitting here stinky in our living room.
I can't find it. But, okay, so I had a question for you.
You have a question for me?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
You sound so awkward. Just like, you wouldn't say awkward. That in a normal conversation with me.
Yeah, yes, I would.
Oh, jeez. What was the last horrible thing that you did? Or that you thought?
The last horrible thing that I did? Or yes. That I thought?
Did or thought?
I don't know. I'm not a horrible person, so I don't think the horrible things.
I'm sure you have horrible thoughts. I think everybody has some horrible thoughts.
I guess the last horrible thought was I just want to punch my coworker in the face for being so stupid and annoying.
Why would he?
In my eyes.
What'd he do?
He was just, so he's like the newest guy we have, but he's been there for 5 years.
What?
He's the newest guy to our team, but he's been at the company for 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And so rumor has it that they brought him over just so they can make him a lead. Because we needed one more lead, and he's been like, he basically told him, like, if I don't become a lead, I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave him to us, like, to, like, make him a lead, basically. But he's just so Joe about it. So, like, in the Navy, we just say, like, Joe Navy, who's, like, super, like, motivated and super...
Yeah. Like, annoying.
Annoying. Yeah. And he's just really annoying, because he's trying to make it... Like his last shop, where it was just like full production, where it was like they were busy constantly, but like for ours, we're like we have like a certain flow that we all understand, you know, mm-hmm. like we ride the wave of like work.
Right.
He just is choosing not to do that. So he's making it like 10 times harder on all of us. And it's just, everybody is just so annoyed with him. So like I forgot what it was about, but. I needed him to check something for me because he has like a certain qualification,
mm-hmm.
and I did it for him. He saw it and he walked away. He was like, okay. And he came back. He's like, hey, can you do it again? And I'd already put everything away. And I was like, no, I'm not doing it again. You already fucking saw it. Like, just sign it off.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, no, I can't do that. I read something on there, this and that. And I was like, dude, just sign it off. You're just being extra right now. So, but yeah, that was the last, like,
I guess, that's why you wanted to punch him in the face?
That's why I wanted to punch him in the face.
Oh, makes sense.
So I literally, like, just walked away. Dang. And went on break.
Boss ass bitch.
How about yourself? What's the last horrible thing you thought? Total transparency.
I don't know, I can't think of it. It's still recording?
Mm-hmm.
Hi. The last horrible thing I thought, I don't know. I'm trying to think. Okay, I really can't think of this.
Everybody has horrible thoughts.
No, I know, but I'm not saying I don't have it. I'm just saying that I'm just saying that I can't think of it right now. I'm just like, I don't know, yesterday I was judging the girls at the beach. Me and my friend were like talking shit about like those girls that were eating hot Cheetos, like all sexy.
Oh, Instagramming?
Yeah.
They're just posing as if someone's gonna take a random picture of them and post it on Instagram.
I was like, oh god. But then I was like, even over there eating my chips, like with my lonja hanging out. So I was just like, I was like, dang, that girl can eat hot Cheetos and still have a six pack. Well, she didn't really have a six pack, she just had a flat stomach. But I was like,
probably go through it all up. She probably went and threw it all up later.
That's not funny.
It's not funny. But I'm laughing.
That was your last horrible thought.
That's the most recent horrible thought.
My god.
Total transparency. I'm not gonna hold back.
Okay. You also don't have to be an asshole.
I'm not being an asshole. This is a joke. we have funny bones here, so everybody can laugh.
Funny bones. And I have a cough, apparently. Okay, so what, like, I wanted to say, like, what do we want this podcast to be about, or, like, what do we want this to be?
Nothing.
Okay, cool. Let's
wrap this shit up. just, like...
No. Like, what kind of conversations do you want to have, like...
I don't know, we're pretty good at having conversations. Like, some of the conversations we have, like, I'm just like, oh, shit, we probably should have recorded that.
I know.
But it's just, like, I'm not trying to make lightning strike, like, in the same, like, twice or whatever.
Right.
But it's just, like, I feel like, at least to start off, just to, like, kind of just talk freely. And then maybe once we get the hang of it, have some more topics, mm-hmm. topic-specific stuff.
Right. I think what we have to get used to is that, like, we're not being recorded, because like when we have conversations and like I'm looking at you and like we're actually having a conversation and like not like, oh, we're making a podcast right now, like then it feels like super, like even for me, like it's not going to be like the most genuine thing to come out.
Yeah,
you know, like, so to just actually look at you and pretend the phone or like the recording device isn't here and like just be like, oh, like da 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 da, you know.
Definitely.
But I definitely am gonna have to work on listening, because I'm going to want to cut you off all the time. So let's do a few practice rounds before I, like, sound like a total bitch.
Well, I mean, if the shoe fits, right? Like, you just own it.
See, like, you wouldn't say that in normal conversation with me.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't. Like, it feels super forced. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Like, let's just, like, have, like, a free
flow. Just let me talk and stop judging what I'm saying, because no one's judging you what you're saying.
Maybe not.
Stop projecting on me.
How am I projecting?
You're saying things. You're saying that I'm saying things that I would never say, but maybe you're saying things that you'd never say. Maybe that's how you feel.
Okay. Anyway, these are the type of conversations that, like, I want to have. Like, true honesty, not like, oh, we're a perfect couple or any...
We're not perfect.
No. And, like, nobody is. And, like, that's why, like... What I want to, like, be able to, like, show...
Maybe we should, like, explain that we're actually a couple and we've been married for, like, 5 years and together for 8 years.
Yeah.
And we're only 25.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, well, maybe we should say our names. Fired first day of the podcast.
We're going to go a different direction. Yes. We're going to get two people that introduce themselves first.
I know, but let's just hire somebody else to do our podcast for us.
No, this is a different type of podcast. They don't know who's talking.
It's mystery every time. It's like those Airhead mystery.
Oh, ones. The white ones?
Yes. It's a mystery.
Tasted the same to me.
I don't know, but remember like when you like what wouldn't it be cool if you like pressed on the podcast and didn't say like, I guess there are some podcasts that do that, like it's just a title. Like the most podcasts is like da 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 with blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. And like, I mean, I guess you know who you're. Just like a guest every time, and like they get to talk about whatever the fuck they want every single time.
Yeah.
Like, hey, neighbor down the street, like, you want to record this podcast? Like, not even with us, just, like, by themselves.
So, like, here, record yourself talking for about 40 minutes.
And then, like, or, like, with their, like, husband or their kid or something.
Yeah.
And, like, what kind of conversations do you guys have? Like, bringing conversations from real-life people.
From a bunch of nobodies.
From a bunch of nobodies that could be somebodies, but they all have amnesia. Remember that?
Yes.
Oh, man. Man, I think I could, I could have a podcast by myself, like, all day long, because I just talk so damn much.
You have multiple personalities?
Yeah.
They come out.
I don't actually have multiple personalities. Good thing.
Okay, so how about you just introduce yourself?
Okay.
Or at least one of your personalities.
Introduce yourself. No way. Introduce yourself.
Which person are you today?
I am Janine Bulmos. I'm 25. I'm a wife. I'm a mom. I have many hobbies. I like to write, I like to read, I like to work out, I like to eat hot Cheetos. It sounds so good right now. I'm trying keto. Today's my first day and I want hot Cheetos so bad.
And you had a french fry.
I had one french fry. Anyway.
So tomorrow's your first day?
No. I'm never going to be 100% strict on it. Sorry. Just not going to be
99.9.
And I think wave. That's it. What about you?
Well, I don't know which name I should introduce myself by.
Why?
Because I have multiple... People call me multiple different things.
Oh, yeah. Mine is asshole.
That's fine with that. I'm not going to say what I call you. Every
sexy
now and then.
Beast.
Never helps you sleep at night. So my name's Frankie, or Francisco, or Cisco, or whatever you want to call me. Or asshole, it's fine.
Stop.
I'm 24 years old.
Oh shit, you are. Forgot about that.
I'm with the
school. You're 24. I was like, you're not 24, you're 20. I'm a cougar.
Someone does has had a little bit too much to drink. But, wait, what did you say?
Hi, Frankie. Francisco. Kiko.
A dad. I'm a dad, a husband, and I like to draw and work out and I've been eating hot Cheetos for like the last 21 years.
Maybe more.
Maybe more. But they are my favorite vegetable. And that's basically it.
You're a dork. I had too much to drink. See, you're trying to sound funny. You're trying to have
these... I'm trying to sound funny, but you're the one laughing.
I'm laughing at you. You're That's trying fine. To have these one-liners, like, just relax. Maybe you should have a drink or two.
I'm perfectly fine. Okay. You're the one that's hating on me for no reason.
It doesn't mean I'm not acting natural. This is my natural state.
This is my natural state.
All right. Anyway...
I like how you get to choose my natural state.
Frankie, I have not had anything to drink. Why would you say that?
It's a joke. Obviously, you haven't had anything to drink. I know you haven't.
Okay.
like just shit.
Well, how is it no shit if we're recording a podcast? How would anybody know that I have not had something to drink?
They know now. You just sold them.
You're off your rocker, man.
Just have fun with it.
I'm not having fun with it. I have a big ass smile on my face that I'm not having fun with it.
He smiles upside down.
Your face is upside down like that guy from Family Guy. Anyway, Frankie has a lot of tattoos.
I have 5. I don't have a lot.
I mean, a lot for...
You got 2 in 1 week.
That's true.
That's the most that
I've So I got a tattoo, 2 weeks ago in Spain. Weeks. And I... literally thought I was never ever
wait,
gonna
let's
get
backtrack first of all.
Oh my god.
We got tattoos in Spain. It was my idea. She gave me shit for it the whole time and then last minute got her a tattoo. Alright, now you can go.
Okay. Anyway, I'm sick of hearing that story because he literally has said that story to
every
single person that has said, you got a new tattoo? Yeah, but she gave me so much shit for it. Like, I can't have my own moment without you having to say something.
I just want to make sure everybody understands what was happening.
I do wish we video recorded this because my eye rolls are legendary. Nobody gets to see them.
I know.
But you.
They're going to get stuck one day.
Mm-hmm.
I pray for that every night.
You pray for it?
That way she learns.
And anyway, so we were in Spain and like I just didn't care anymore. I was just like, I'm just going to get a tattoo. Who the fuck cares? We'll say the story why I didn't care for it. Save it for another time because it's kind of a long story.
That'd be a good topic to talk about.
Yeah. No, it's a good topic. And yeah, it was just, it's just this tiny little, it says Meracai. Meracai?
I have no idea how you pronounce it, but that's
it's
how I pronounce it.
M-E-R-A-K-I. Right behind my right ear, like by my hairline. And you can't really see it, so that's why I like that spot. And it's like small.
It's in Greek. That's why we don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, it's Greek, and it's Greek for...
We're not Greek.
No, we're not Greek. I'm at least like ethnic enough to be like, get it, I don't know.
You're not Greek.
I'm not Greek, but I'm like Middle Eastern.
You don't know that for a fact.
How, my grandpa was born in Turkey. How am I gonna...
That's all hearsay.
What?
Where's your records?
You're stupid.
I mean, we won't know until we do that whole little, whatever, 23
they say that's fake
Jump Street
anyway.
Thing. What's it called? What's it called?
Oh, my God. 23andMe.
Oh, that thing. Or Ancestry.
Yeah.
We won't know for a fact. This is all just what we think we are.
No. My grandpa was born in Turkey. My grandma was born in Yugoslavia.
Because you weren't there.
And were you there when your mom was born?
No, so that's what I say. Like, I'm not claiming to be anything except for what I think I know.
Were you there when I was born?
Nope.
All right. So were you there when you were born? Were you conscious? How do you know that you were not born in,
actually,
like, Saudi Arabia?
I was not born breathing, so no, I wasn't conscious.
You were born breathing? What? I feel like you're making this up because I've never heard this story.
You never asked.
How am I supposed to ask? Okay. When you were born, were you born conscious? I'm just going to start asking everybody that now because apparently
were you breathing when you were born?
Oh my God. I swear. You always do that. You're like, you make it seem as if I don't care about you because I don't ask you certain questions. You're like, you didn't even know that.
I'm not saying you don't care. I'm just saying you didn't ask.
Like, there's certain questions that you don't... There's no possible way that can come up in my head.
That's fine.
Without you giving
that
information.
And that's why I came up right now. I gave you that information.
So, is that true?
Another legendary eye roll. Every time you do an eye roll, I'm going to put like a little like...
Ding!
Ding. See how many we can get.
They're not going to be able to hear our talking because it's just going to be ding, ding, ding.
I don't know.
It's
going to
be like curse
podcast.
Words.
Instead
video.
Of curse words. We'll just curse and just ding out your eye rolls.
Okay. Didn't make any sense.
Alright. It doesn't have to make sense.
Okay. But was that true? You were really not born breathing?
I don't know. I wasn't conscious.
Then how do you know that story?
I don't.
You're weird. Okay. So you made that up?
I might have.
See, this is authenticity. You're so fake right now.
Anyway, what were you even saying?
I don't know.
About 23 Jump Street. And
no,
how you...
that was way... No, you... That was in the...
No, middle. I know. But I'm saying like how you say...
I was talking about my tattoo. That it means in Greek to give all...
That was a mega tangent.
Yeah, that was your tangent. Wait, let me see. I forget.
To put all yourself, your whole self in your creative something.
It means to do something with soul, creativity, or love, leaving a piece of yourself in to what you are doing. And then I got another one on my collarbone, right under my collarbone. That is like four Greek symbols. And yeah.
What are those four Greek symbols?
The first one is warrior. The second one is partnership. The third one is wholeness. And the fourth one is openness.
When you say warrior, it sounds like you say worrier.
Like that's you, really what it should
more was. It makes more sense. You just warrior. Fucking worry all the time.
Warrior. Sorry, I wasn't born in this country.
Yes, you were.
I mean, English wasn't my first language.
There you go.
Warrior. How are you supposed to say it?
Warrior.
That sounds like you. Warrior.
No, but you're saying like warrior. Warrior.
Warrior.
Warrior. That's what you're saying. Warrior.
Steph Curry is on the Warriors. On the Warriors.
On the Warriors.
They're worried about if they're going to win the next fucking
They're not worried. They're going to win.
Huh?
They're not worried. They're going to win. Now LeBron is not. Now that LeBron is not on the East anymore, there's nobody to compete.
Oh yeah, that's what they were saying on the radio this morning. The NBA, ESPN radio.
The NBA, the East and the West are so.
He's like the Eastern Conference is out pretty much.
Basically, like they should just send both Western Conference teams to the finals because there's no way that's going to be an interesting finals. For the next 4 years, at least.
Yeah. So, do you think that we should tangent like this, like if it was just regular conversation? Because I kind of get when I'm listening to a podcast, and then they like are talking about a really like cool topic that I'm super interested in, and then like they're just like, oh yeah, and then like Joe Blow, da da da, like he was telling me that, and I'm like, no, stay on the topic. I want to know more about that. You know what I'm saying?
Excuse me, I just burped. I don't know if I caught that. That is an issue, and I will work on it while we're recording.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Or on the phone with your wife.
Yeah, well, but I think it depends on what we're talking about. Like right now, we're just kind of bullshitting around.
Yeah.
So there's no agenda. And I think that's okay not to have really. Stay on a topic, or just kind of like then it just feels forced. If a tangent comes up, just embrace the tangent and come back to the topic, which is what happens in most podcasts, I think.
I mean, a lot of podcasts have like certain questions. Like, I like informative podcasts, but that they're more like free form,
mm-hmm.
like Joe Rogan's podcast or like Aubrey Marcus's podcast.
Yeah, these are like those are long ass podcasts, though.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine just talking for like an hour and a half.
No, it's not that time. It would have to be like a week. Once a week that we put up podcasts.
If we're gonna do an hour and a half, yeah. That sounds about right.
But should they be shorter when we're first starting? Because people don't want to, like.
Who the hell are we?
Exactly.
But, no, well, we are everything that we need to
Child,
be.
The one drinking. Alright.
I'm gonna need you to limit your coughing.
I know. Sorry, oh my gosh, today I was drinking water and I was drinking from that big old gallon one and I spit all over the place. It was so gross and like one of our reps was there and it was just like all over the place. It was gross.
That's what she said.
I spit all over the place?
No, it was all over the place and it was just gross.
Oh, okay. Do you have anything else to say? I feel like I'm getting the feel.
You're getting the what?
The feel of it.
I don't have anything else to say. Did you notice that this is a Mandela flower too? I'm looking at her little. What's this thing called?
You said that when I first put something in my pop socket.
Oh. I only say that because I just got a tattoo of that. So.
Yeah, Frankie wants to mention he got tattoos too. It was his idea that we went to Spain We only went to Spain to get his tattoo.
I wouldn't say all that. But.
And it was his idea, and he booked the appointment and did all the research. So the reason that I have a good tattoo is because Frankie researched the place.
That's all I ever wanted to hear. Thanks, bye.